What is
depression? Depression is actually a major depressive disorder, and it is a very common serious medical illness that negatively affects how you feel, how you think, and how you act. Yes, my dear friends, today I'm talking about depression. What is depression? I'm your host, Simple Life, and I'm a counseling psychologist, and I thought that why not talk about something that a lot of people around us go through but don't know what it is. So today's episode is about depression. The good thing about depression is it is treatable, because it causes a feeling of sadness and you would have an absolute lack of interest in a lot of activities that you used to enjoy. It does lead to a lot of emotional and physical problems, and it actually decreases a person's ability to function at work or even at home. So now the depression has various symptoms, okay? It could range from mild depressive symptoms to severe depression symptoms. Let us go to what these symptoms are. Number one, you're feeling sad or you're having a depressive mood. Number two, you have a loss of interest and no pleasure in any of the outdoor activities that you enjoyed once. You would also see, number three, you would also see some changes in your appetite. Either you would have a lot of weight loss or weight gain that is absolutely unrelated to dieting. The number fourth is you would have trouble sleeping. Either you would not be able to sleep or you would sleep way too much. Number five, you will have a loss of energy and you would always feel that there's a lot of fatigue. You always feel lazy, not to do anything. You just feel tired all the time. Number six, there's an increase in purposeless physical activity, you know, like hand wringing or pacing or probably slow movements and speech. So these are the things which can be easily observed, you know, by someone who's around you. And there's also a feeling of worthlessness. There's always a feeling of guilt. Number eight, you would have difficulty in thinking or concentrating or making decisions. When these things happen, that you cannot think, you cannot concentrate, you cannot make decisions, that is when you know that you're having a depressive episode. Then you would always have thoughts of death or suicide, which is also called suicidal ideation. So these are some of the symptoms by which one can say that one has depression or not. Now these symptoms must at least last for 2 weeks for a diagnosis of depression. So whatever symptoms I've talked about, these 10 symptoms, if they last for more than 2 weeks, then you have depression. Also, medical conditions like thyroid problems or brain tumor or vitamin deficiency can also mimic symptoms of depression. So it is very important that you get it checked, you get it ruled out whether this is actually depression or is it because of the medical condition. Medical conditions like I just mentioned, tumor or thyroid problems, and could be even due to vitamin deficiency. Depression actually is estimated to affect 15 adults in any given year, which accounts to 6.7% in a year. And 1 in 6 people will experience depression at any point of their life. And depression can strike at any time, you know. It can happen in early teens, late teens, or mid-20s. But it is always seen, statistically speaking, women are more prone to depression than men. There was a study which was done and it found out that one third of women will experience a major depressive episode in their lifetime. So a lot of questions people ask that, you know, how is depression different from sadness or grief or bereavement? Well, there is. Death of a loved one or losing your job or if you end your relationship, you know, breakup, are really difficult experiences for any individual to deal with. But it is normal. No, there's nothing wrong with if you feel sad or you have grief. And because these are the responses you should be having in a given situation. So those who experience loss often find and often call themselves depressed. But if you're sad, this actually does not mean that you're depressed, you know, because it's very normal and natural to go through a process of grief. And a lot of individuals who are going through grief would have something, some similar symptoms like depression. So both grief and depression may allow intense sadness and withdrawal from usual activities. But they are very different altogether. So it might feel the same, but it's just not the same. Let me just tell you how they are different. So when you're grieving, painful feelings come in waves, often intermixed with positive memories of the person who's been deceased. But in major depressive or mood disorder, you could have absolutely no interest in any kind of pleasure, thought or idea for about 2 weeks. Now, in grief, the self-esteem is usually maintained, right? You don't feel worthless and helpless when you are going through grief. But in major depressive episodes, you do feel that. You're not good for anything. You're not good looking. You don't have enough money. You don't have enough people loving you. So these are the feelings of worthlessness and self-loathing, which is very common in people dealing with depression as compared to people dealing with grief. Now, some people, for a lot of people, death of a loved one can bring a lot of depression. So losing a job or probably being a victim of a heartbreak or you had a physical assault, that could lead to depression also to some people. But when grief and depression coexist, the grief is worst and it lasts longer than grief without depression. So it's sad if the grief and depression happens to a person at the same time, because it's going to take a longer time to get over any of those. So despite there has been an overlap of grief and depression, they're very different. I hope by this you can understand the difference between us, because in grief, clearly the self-esteem is attacked, and there could be positive feelings also in grief, or in depression you don't get any positive feelings. Plus, self-esteem is really maintained in grief, which is clearly not the case with people dealing with depression. So a lot of times people ask me that, what are the risk factors? How do you know that these are the factors that lead to depression? So there are many factors, okay? One is the most important factor when you say that somebody has depression is the biochemistry, you know? There could be chemical imbalances that could lead to depression, or it could be genetics, you know? It has been said that 70% of the time you get depression, you got it from your parents. And also, the third, which is a very important fact, personality. So there are a lot of people who have problems with their self-esteem. They are low self-esteem. They're easily overwhelmed in any stressful situation. And they do have a very pessimistic outlook over life. These are the people who are most likely to have depression. A very important factor which also comes into play is the environmental factor. So if you are continuously exposed to a lot of violence, neglect, abuse, or even poverty, that means you're more vulnerable to depression. Now, since I've talked about what actually works, what is depression, what are the symptoms of depression, and what could be the reason for depression, Now, a lot of people ask, okay, fine, I would have depression and all that, but how do I get it treated? So, actually, it is one of the most treatable mental disorder. About like between 80 to 90% of people with depression really respond well to treatments, okay? So, yes, it is treatable. You can get it yourself treated when you have depression, right? But before any diagnosis or any treatment, the health professional should actually go through a detailed diagnostic evaluation. And that includes actually an interview, possibly a physical examination. In some cases, people do take a blood test to make sure that depression is not due to, because we want to ward out, we want to chalk out depression, which could be because of any mental condition, medical condition like brain tumor, thyroid. So we need blood test, we need an interview to be done, we need to a complete study. So basically what happens is when you're trying to evaluate, you generally look for specific symptoms, medical and family history, cultural factors, a lot of environmental factors to arrive at a diagnosis. And when you are diagnosed, then there is also a plan of recovery, plan of course of action. There are definitely medications available. They are called antidepressants. So because a lot of times there are chemical imbalances, and because of those chemical imbalances you could have depression, so there are medications to control that. So these medications are not sedatives or tranquilizers, and they're not habit forming. Generally, antidepressant medications have no stimulating effect on people not experiencing depression, which is a good thing. Antidepressants may produce improvement in the first few weeks, but full benefit can only be seen in 2 to 3 months. So initially they might work instantly, but if you want to see how they are working, you have to take them for 2 to 3 months. So if a patient feels better in the first few weeks, so the psychiatrist can actually alter the dose and add or probably substitute another antidepressant, because in some certain situations psychotropic medication can be helpful. But it is always important to let your doctor know what you're feeling, how does that work. You need to take your doctor into consideration. Now, psychiatrists usually recommend that patients should continue to take medication for 6 or probably more months, even after the symptoms have improved. The long-term medication is maintained to suggest that there is actually no future risk for these symptoms to happen again. Coming back to psychotherapy is another way in which depression can be treated well. Now, psychotherapy is also called as talk therapy. It is used alone to treat mild depression, moderate to even severe depression. It is along when it's like, you know, when the depression is very severe, it is done along with antidepressant medication. And cognitive behavior therapy, which is called the CBT, is found to be the most effective in dealing with depression. Now, CBT is actually kind of a therapy which focuses on the present and problem solving. It helps the person to realize what the distorted thinking is, and then you can change the way you think, and which will ultimately bring out a change in your behavior. So, psychotherapy may involve the individual, only involve the individual, but it can also include other people like family, couples therapy to address the problem. Group therapy too works in the case of depression. So depending on the severity of the depression, the treatment can take about a few weeks to a few months or probably even longer. But a significant improvement can be seen in 10 to 15 sessions. Another type that works well on therapy that works well on depression is ECT, which is called electroconvulsive therapy. So it's a medical treatment commonly used for patients with severe mental depression or probably bipolar disorder who have not really well responded to other treatments. So it's like electrically you're trying to stimulate certain areas in the brain while the person is actually in anesthesia. So it patient actually receives this 2 to 3 times in a week. Yes, for about 6 months. For about 6 to 12 treatments, right? So ECT is used since the 1940s actually. And a lot of research has shown that there are remarkable improvements also. But it can only be managed by a team of professional psychiatrists, anesthesiologists, a nurse, or a physical trainer. There's another thing which a lot of people talk about is self-help and coping. Now, there are a number of things people can do that can help you reduce your own symptoms. Like if for a lot of people, exercise works well. So if you exercise, it's going to work really well for you. And you can help in your mood too. And on the basis, you should have a good routine. So if you want to treat your depression on your own, also apart from taking these things is get exercise, follow a good routine at home, and you should have a healthy diet, and you should avoid alcohol as much as you can to reduce the symptoms. See, depression is a real illness, okay, and help is available. So if you get a proper diagnosis and treatment, a lot of people have overcome depression with ease. It's always good if you feel that you have some of these symptoms and people close to you who you feel could have. It's better that you go and visit a professional to seek help. And an evaluation is just going to make things easier for you to know whether this depression could be because of medical condition or could be just depression. And then you can talk about the ways and deal and steps that in which you can work to get rid of depression. So my dear friends, if you feel that you have any of these symptoms which has lasted about more than 2 weeks, then I think you should decide and visit a psychologist or a psychiatrist and get yourself evaluated so that whatever it is, whatever the outcome is, you know what to do. So this is me, Simple Life, signing off. And do let me know how you find my episode on depression. And you can always find me here on my show, Therapy for Your Problems by Simple Life. Have a great day, people.